Hi, this is Dave Arnold. Welcome to News Talk Radio's Talk to the Experts. Special guest in the studio with me, Sean McGrath, board member with CMPIA, the Saskatchewan Media Production Industry Association. Sean, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Joining us on the line, too, a familiar voice, I'm sure you may have heard on this station, Ron Getz, the president of CMPIA. Ron, thanks for taking time to chat with us.
You bet. We're glad to be here.
I guess first question, what is CMPIA? What is the Saskatchewan Media Production Industry Association, Ron?
It's an association that represents film, television, digital, and interactive producers. So it represents a significant amount of the industry. So not only do we have producers, but we also have writers, directors, all kinds of people that are associated with the industry, and they take out a membership, and they're a part of that organization. So the government recognizes our association as the voice for the industry.
We are going to be kind of getting into that relationship between the association and government. Some of this is pretty common sense, pretty straightforward. Some of it can be a little bit technical, so we're going to try to walk that line so that kind of makes sense to everybody. Ron, I guess first off, how is a film financed?
Films are financed by using various sources of funds that come in. So what you do is you start off with a project, and you present that to usually a broadcaster or a distributor. And in the case of television, it's almost always a broadcaster, for example. And they license that from you. So they give you a certain amount of money for the rights to broadcast that production. That can be anywhere from about 40 to 60% of your budget. Then what you're looking at is other funding, maybe private funding that can bring in 10, 15, 20%. And then the balance usually is made up by some form of public funding. And often that funding is some form of a tax incentive, usually a tax credit. So the public sort of invests in these projects, through that tax credit. That's their way of investing into these productions.
I'm going to get into some more detail on that tax credit and how that actually works. Sean, though, a lot of cases it seems there are single-purpose companies that are involved in a lot of these productions. Why are they single-purpose companies?
Well, they're single-purpose because that is basically the industry standard. We have it's designed that way because the banks want it that way. It's designed that way because investors want it that way. Partners that you might have in a production want it that way. It's a very efficient and clean way of doing productions. When productions happen, they're specific. So a single-purpose production company allows you to keep all of the financing, the cost, the spend, and everything within one company attributed to that particular production.
So self-contained and clean and transparent.
That's right. And when you're actually finished, you can wrap it up and move on to your next one and do the same thing again.
So, Ron, let's get into the tax side of things here. Why a refundable tax credit and not non-refundable?
The basic argument there is that you need to have that 30%, 25%, or even 20% that you're short, that public money, that still has, because everything has to be bankable, that has to be financed at the end of the day. And so non-refundable means that it's a tax credit paid on money earned from the actual production. Now, as you just heard Sean talk about, generally when you have a budget of, say, maybe a couple million dollars for a project, you're using all that money to produce the production. There is no money really left to pay what we would call corporate taxes from that production. The taxes are really paid more from input taxes. So when you pay your labor, you pay the Saskatchewan crew or the Saskatchewan labor, you get a rebate or a refund on that money. So you have to pay that first to get it back. And so that's the challenge with refundable, is that there isn't really anything, or non-refundable, that's the challenge, is that there isn't really anything there to get a tax credit back on, because you've used up all that money. Now, when we pay taxes as a corporate entity, so we might be renting equipment to other productions, we might be doing some management, we might be doing some development work, we might have sales. Those monies flow into the parent company, and then they, of course, pay taxes through their earnings. And that is, we pay the taxes the same as any other company in Saskatchewan. We don't get any special benefit as a corporate company, other than the small business tax, which everybody, of course, that's a small business gets.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the industry standard, has it not been for quite some time?
It is widely, it is pretty much the industry standard in Canada and much of the U.S. There are a few people that have what's called non-refundable transferable tax credits, which simply means that somebody else who can use your tax credit buys it from you, but you still, in essence, get a refundable portion of your tax credit. So pretty much I think it's like 43 or 44 of the states that use it, and all of the Canadian provinces that have a tax credit have some form of refundable model.
And it's something we've touched on. The reason we kind of get into the single-purpose companies, you do have the parent companies. Each production is then run through a single-purpose company. Now, it's that single-purpose production that actually gets the benefit of that tax refund, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the whole point is to be able to take the refund that you get and to use it to pay for production costs. So at the end of the day, I mean, if things are done properly, you basically zero out. It's production financing.
You know, the government, too, seems really interested in digital and interactive media. I know that Saskatchewan Media Production Industry Association, widely encompassing. Does the industry support that sector, though, that digital interactive side?
It did to a degree, but it did allow for some digital media properties and interactive properties, but they were typically connected to a film or television project that had applied for support. So local interactive companies would work in partnership with local film and television companies to access the incentive program. And taking that away essentially takes away their capacity to access incentives.
And how does funding kind of, I guess, work for that sector? Is it all that cooperative structure?
Well, it's growing. Certainly, there's been a big learning curve in terms of how each sector operates. But the more projects we do, the more interactive, if you will, we've become, and are actually getting quite adept at doing it. It's a requirement of the major funding body in Canada for television is the Canada Media Fund. And it's basically requiring now that interactive and film and television companies work together on projects to access their financing. So having an interactive component to a incentive program in the province, working with film and television would dovetail very nicely into what the CMF requires from us.
As it moves forward, too, and things obviously always changing in that sector, in that industry.
That's right.
Ain't technology grand?
And we might want to just make sure that we know what, when we talk about interactive, we're talking about digital applications, which usually we refer to things like, you know, video games, applications you can buy for your mobile phone, web broadcasting, all these kinds of different things. So that's what we talk about when we talk about interactive. And, you know, it's a junior industry at the moment, but it's growing rapidly, and it's going to be very successful in the future. And so, you know, trying to keep this industry growing really will require some kind of tax incentive, because the other provinces, of course, are gearing up their digital industries with refundable tax credits.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back, though, I'd like to get a little deeper into kind of the government's new plan as they've kind of laid it out and the way these tax credit systems would work. And is it going to be effective? Is it not? But I do need to take that quick break. Ron Getz, the president, and Sean McGrath, board member for Saskatchewan Media Production Industry Association, Cimpia. Lots more information on the website, by the way, because this can get a little complex and detail-oriented. smpia.sk.ca. Quick break. We're back with more on News Talk Radio.